It is indeed Transfiguration Sunday. It marks for us in the Reformed part of the liturgical church an opportunity to put to close the season of Epiphany, a season where we have where we began with seeing that Christ was made known to all the world. Most notably, this comes to us, of course, if you think back to the three magi that we talked about, the wise men who traveled to see Jesus from the east. And all throughout this season, we look for Jesus to make his appearance. I think at the end of the day, the real message of the Epiphany season that I hope you go home with is that it's your calling to make Christ appear in the world in which we live. You're called to be the arms and the legs. You're called to be the body of Christ, to reach out to others who are in need, to let them know of the loving care of our God, our Father in heaven, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. This morning in our epistle reading from 2 Corinthians, we hear Paul address the issue of the gospel. He says that the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. And the God of this age that he refers to, of course, is the enemy. It is Satan himself, who would love to get into the minds of all the people to be able to prevent them from seeing the glory of Jesus Christ as the Son of God. But again, if there's a take-home message for us, brothers and sisters, in this Epiphany tide, as we prepare to enter into Lent, it's that we are to be that light. We are to be Christ to the world. We are to bring the good news to others. Sometimes we may get it wrong, and that's okay. God can still use us even in our imperfections. And I think that that's the story of the Transfiguration that we hear about this morning. Peter, James, and John are on a mountain, and Jesus transfigures before them. And as they're on the mountain, they also see two other characters, Old Testament characters, Moses and Elijah. And it's Moses and Elijah that would have been very important characters to these Jewish faithful at this time. Moses representing the law of God that was handed down to the Jewish people. Elijah representing the prophets. In the Old Testament, everything points toward the coming of the Messiah. What is concealed in Old Testament gets revealed in New Testament through Jesus Christ. And so we see Peter in his effort to be enthusiastic yet unfiltered, something I can relate to, saying something goofy because he hasn't stopped to think first, something I can relate to. Maybe you can too. He sees the three and he says, "Oh, it would be great. Let's build a tabernacle to all three." And God the Father speaks from heaven above, and he makes Elijah, and he makes Moses disappear, and only Jesus is left. And what he says is, listen to him. Listen to the Son. And it's a message for us. Again, Moses representing the law, Elijah representing the prophets. They've done their job. They've pointed to the one who is the Messiah, who is the Christ. His name is Jesus, and he is the one that we're called to listen to. And so as we prepare our hearts to enter into this blessed season of Lent that's upcoming, we'll hear those scriptures that we hear annually that point to the life of Christ, beginning with Jesus going into the desert, where he'll fast and he'll pray for 40 days. He'll be tempted by the enemy during that time, but he will come out sinless. He will do for us something we could never do for ourselves. He will come out sinless. And so it is Jesus that we're to listen to. After those 40 days in the desert, the Bible tells us he began his public ministry. It lasted probably about 3.5 years. And it will be ending for us on the liturgical calendar when Jesus goes to the upper room on Maundy Thursday, prophesying his death, offering and giving us the ordinance of the sacrament of the great thanksgiving, the Holy Eucharist, to go the next day to the cross, to pour out his blood, to offer his body for us, so that he may rise again, so that we can have the promise of resurrection life. It's the good news, my brothers and sisters. And so in these waning days of the Epiphany, Think about who it is that you can cause Christ to appear to by the way you live your life. And as we enter into Lent, be mindful of that ultimate sacrifice that Christ made for us. And perhaps you too can be a sacrifice for someone you know, someone you love, and perhaps even someone that you don't know. I pray that you receive it in the name of our God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Let all God's children say, Amen. My brothers and sisters, let us take this time.